All right, Vayigash. Tufshin Ein Zion. So if you take a look-see, I mean, what is the Parsha start off? It says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. And Yehuda brought himself close. Elav, ostensibly, means to Yosef. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Vayomer Biadoni. He said, please, now I request of you, Adoni, my master. Okay. Anyway, so it says that Adoni, these requests of my master. Let your servant speak something in your ears. And your anger shall not flare against your servant, against me. Ki chamocha ki paro, for you are like paro. Adoni, which is what he called from my master. Sha'alas avadav lemor yesh lechem av o'ach. You asked your servants if you have a father or a son, a father or brother. And he basically repeats everything that we've known until now. There's no chidushim here. Right? He says,
it says Sama Gimel, but I don't see Sama Gimel in the way you got. Do you think you made a mistake?
First of all, that's a Tzadi Gimel, not a Sama Gimel. Second of all, that it says a Medrash. It doesn't say the Chumash.
Oh.
Right? And the third of all, we'll leave blank. Okay. We just read the first pasuk of the parsha, Vayigash. Okay. At any event, so basically, Yehuda is not machadish anything new here, other than the fact that he says that he has made himself an arev. He's made himself a co-signer, as it were. Arev, take responsibility for Binyamin.
Binyamin's gear.
Right. Let's take a look at the two midrashim here, and then there are a number of sasemises, and Beis Hashem, if we get clarity in that, I think this will have served us in good stead. Everything here should be Rufur Shlem Lamosh Ben Rachel. Right? Should have a Rufur Shlem Heira. Anything correct that I ever say is only because I sat in his presence. And the things that I get wrong are my responsibility. At any event, says the Medrash, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Vayomer Biadoni, Yedaber Na Avdecha Davar Beazney Adoni, Vayichar Avcha Beavdecha Ki Chamocha Ke Paro. Okay, the pasuk. Says the Medrash, brings the pasuk in Mishlei. Bini, my son, this is in Mishlei. Imaravta L'Reacha, if you've taken responsibility to your friend, L'Reacha, and you decided to become an Orev for your friend, Aravta L'Reacha, Tokata Lazar Kapecha. Yeah, Tokata Lazar Af Kapecha. You have shaken hands, you've placed your hands, yeah? Lazar Kapecha. Lazar. So now, it's a strange terminology. In other words, Aravta L'Reacha, Aravta L'Reacha means you've taken responsibility, right? You've shown yourself as responsible for your friend. It says, Takata Lazar Kapecha. You've extended your hand, and it's a handshake. You know, I commit. Yeah? Lazar, a stranger, your hand. So just for a call, he's called Reacha, and then the next thing he's called is a stranger. Right? I mean, you could say that it's the idea that this really called the pasuk could have a lot of different meanings. In other words, it could be that we're talking about here the places where an arev takes so much responsibility, right, that even they don't even go to the borrower first, Right? The Pasha Pshat, the Pasuk, is talking about taking responsibility for someone else's loan. Mm-hmm. There are places where they don't even bother going to the borrower. They go straight to the Ari.
Because he's such an Ani, probably.
Chais, I don't know. I mean, it's not a right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Right? So maybe that's why it's called a Rav Tel Re'acha Takata L'Zaka Bechel. What you've done is you've given your handshake over to someone who's really a stranger for you. Right? What have you done? Okay, we'll see. There's a lot of different explanations. Rashi brings down, among the other explanations, in Mishlei, Derech Drash, a Rav Tel L'Re'acha, you've taken responsibility for the Rabbonu Shel Olam, L'Re'acha. L'Re'acha, because the idea being, remember, that Hashem left the world incomplete. Our job description is to complete it. That the Chor is the Havana in Rashi, which says, Rav Tel L'Re'acha, you've taken responsibility for your friend, right? Hashem is called, you may call, Rav Tel L'Re'acha Kamocha, your greatest friend, Kavyocho, is the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Takata L'Zar Kapecha, but then what if you went and then you gave your handshake to the Yetzirah, right? And that's the way Rashi brings down one perish b'derech hadrash. You took responsibility for the Boshim, now that you've gotten to give your hands to the Yetzirah, that's your Tsar, that's one of strange. He's the El Tsar, that he's the false god that's in your midst. So there are plenty of ways to explain the Pasuk. But let's see what the story is over here. No kashta b'imrei ficha. You have now been entrapped, ensnared in the words of your mouth. Nilkadata b'imrei ficha. Right? You've been caught in the very top one. Right? Nilkadata, this is the second line that mentioned. Nilkadata b'imrei ficha. You've been caught up in your words of your mouth. Asei zos b'ni. These are all psukim in Mishlei, Perek Vav, psukim aleph v'gimel. Asei zos eifo b'ni. This is what you should do, my son. Vinatzel, in order to save yourself. Kivasa b'kafriyecha, because you've put yourself in the hands of your, what do you call it, of your friend. Lech yisrapes urahavreyecha. Lower yourself, make yourself like dust, right? Urahavreyecha, right? And show greatness towards him. As it were, acknowledge his greatness. Again, the pasuk doesn't talk about Hashem per se. Rashi brings the to explain that that's what it's talking about. But you could understand it very, you know, just in commerce. Says the Medrash on these psukim. Bni b'dor acher, bni marav tol reyecha ze Yehuda. Yehuda took responsibility. He said, Anochi arvenu. Right? I take responsibility for him. Takat Lazar Kapecha. You, as it were, you have extended Lazar. Why is it considered like a czar? I think maybe because he thought he could control the events. You'll demand him of me. I'll bring him back. You can demand him of me, I'll bring him back. You're not in control of things. Could be. And that's why he's called a czar over here. In other words, he took responsibility, that was good. Right? You for your friend? The Re'acha, right? The Re'acha, that's the Yaakov, right? You'll be responsible, right? Or you'll be responsible for Benjamin, to Yaakov, etc. But Takatul Zahar Kapecha, you've extended your hand, he's like, Kilo, I'll make sure to bring him back. You're in control. No Kashta Vimeficha, you've been.
Who's the Tsar here?
Yehuda. Right, no kashdim yivicha. You've been snared in the words of your mouth. Why imlo aveyasiva lecha? Right, if I don't bring it back, you said you'll be chatas lecha kol hayamim. I'll be considered a sinner in your eyes forever and ever. What should you do? Asay zos bini. This is what you should do in order to fix this up. Vinatzel lecha. You'll be saved this way. Vidabek be'afar raglov. Lower yourself before your master, before the one that you've taken responsibility for. The Kabel Bachuso, Vaznuso. And that's why Yigashe love Yehuda. That's what the Medrash says. Right? And then he turned towards Yosef and says, Be Adoni. Right? Be Adoni. Please, my master. What?
Be.
It can also mean please, I request of you. We'll see what you're saying now. Be in me is also going to come up in the discussion here. That's one medrash. That is the medrash that describes Yehuda's process that he engages in the parsha. He's not saying anything new. All he's doing is repeating what he's saying, and he's declaring that Yosef is his master. Okay.
That was the first time. Who did he repeat it to?
No, there's all these ideas that he said before. We told him about the brother, the son, the brothers, the son, the father, the whole schmear. He's just repeating, he's going over the facts all over again. I mean, is he concerned that Yosef doesn't remember? I mean, it's a strange thing, right? And then he says, what?
Not saying anything new?
Basically not, other than the fact that he says that I took responsibility for him. But I'm saying all the other stuff that he says is all old stuff. It's all old stuff. He's just rehashing it. That's one medrash. Okay? And that's a medrash that describes Yehuda's methodology, as it were. I mean, not that that's what he did. Right? That he is somehow releasing himself from the sticky situation he's in. Somehow, by lowering self before Yosef, yeah? Again, what's the Medrash say? The Medrash says you put yourself in a situation where you become totally responsible. What did you do? Lower yourself before the what do you call it, the one you're going to pay the debt to. Unless you're going to pay the debt. Lower yourself before the one you're going to pay the debt to. Who owes the debt? I don't know. Yaakov Mechora. Right? Yaakov, what do you call it? I'm going to pay the debt. I'll pay the debt. How should you do it? Lower yourself before the one you have to pay it out to. That's Yosef over here. Okay. The next medrash says, "Davacha v'yigash elav Yehuda, k'siv mayim amukim b'eitza b'lev ish." Deep waters is the eitza, the counsel in the heart of man. The ish tvuna yidlena. And a person of understanding will be able to draw out that water. Mayim amukim, again, deep waters are the eitza b'lev ish, are the counsel of the heart of man. The ish tuna, a person of understanding, yidlena, he will draw out the water. Right? Says the Medrash, what is it comparable to? Leve'er amuka, to a deep well. Maleat sonein, fueled with cold water. And the waters were cold and right and sweet. And there was no creature that was able to go down into the depths of this well in order to drink of its water. It's too deep. It's too deep. The waters were unbelievable, but no one could drink of them. Ba'echad came along one person. The kashar chevel v'chevel, he tied a rope to a rope. V'nima v'nima, and a string to a string. Meshicha meshicha, yeah. A cord to a cord, yeah. And he lowered down a bucket. V'dala haymena, and he drew out the water from it. V'shasa, and he drank from it. Yischilu hakol dolin haymena, v'shosim. And then everybody else was able now also to use this bucket and to drink from it.
From the deep waters.
From the deep waters.
From the troubles, sorrow, whatever it was.
From the deep well, right? A deep well that no one else could reach until this this person came along and took his what do you call it, tied a rope to a rope, a cord to a cord, and a string to a string, and he eventually was able to lower down a bucket to draw out the water. Says the Medrash, Zu Yehuda, Meshiv Yosef, Davar al Davar Acha Amad al Libo. This is what Yehuda did. He, as it were, is Meshiv Yosef Davar al Davar. He answers to Yosef. Yeah, davar al davar, one thing on the next, acha amar al libo, until he stood upon his heart, right? Until he reached his heart.
Understanding?
Just as he reached acha amar al libo, right? He reached his heart. So let's see, sfas emes. Vayigash alav Yehuda. First sfas emes here. Tafresh lamar alav. Vayigash alav Yehuda. Miloshen hoda. Yehuda, right? Is Lashon Hodah, admission. Vayigash elav Yehuda, as it were, he presented, the Sfasem is saying, Miloshon Hodah, Yehuda presented before Yosef his Hodah, his admission. Now, Yehuda's whole name, his essence, is admission. Admission. A praise of Hashem born out of admission. Admission. So he presents to Yosef his admission. Shamati ma'adoni avi skeni mori baravi zechatarek levracha, etc. Shenikru Yehudim. Jews are called Yehudim. Al shehem modim Hashem Yisbarach. Al kol davar katan v'gadol. Shiyodim. Jews are called Yehudim because they admit their mode to the Rabbi Shalom. Right? Their mode to the Rabbi Shalom on everything small and large, that they know everything comes from Hashem. They admit before Hashem. They're in a state of admission before Hashem. It's all His. That's what Jews do. That's why they're called Yehudim. It's all yours, Rabbi Shalom. Everything that happens is all from you. It's all from you. And through the world of admission, they're able to come close. So that's what the Pasuk says. Vayigash elav Yehuda. He was able to be nigash. He was able to come close to Yosef. Why? Because he presented his essence, which is admission. This is admission. Vizeh eitza v'chol shah tzar v'astaras panim. The whole Ish Israel.
So I say you would have taken it another way. But Joseph would have turned him off.
What do you mean another way?
Let's say didn't come from a place of admission. Let's say he came from a place of aggressiveness. And he said, we're going to destroy you. We really came to that avenue first instead of being admission.
That's what he called another derech in the Medrash, but it's not the one that he's going on, right? And the fact is that chances are that for people like us, right, the other derech is something we can look at but not really emulate. This we can emulate.
I know, but this is Yosef Hughes' brother, you know, like he already had protection.
What?
You said that Yehuda gained Yosef's attention.
Not his attention. All I said was that he presented his admission before Yosef. He doesn't know he's Yosef.
Right.
Okay.
He didn't know. But Yosef knew that was Yehuda. And therefore, immediately, whatever Yehuda would have said, he would have got Yosef's attention.
Maybe not. Maybe he wouldn't have. Maybe he'd have kept himself hidden. He wouldn't have revealed himself. Because Yehuda wasn't doing the right thing.
Okay,
he's doing the right thing. Why we think hypothetically of what would have been, what he caused.
It wasn't hypothetically. He already had protection. Yosef knew who he was. So therefore, Yosef was going to listen to him one way or the other. Because he was his brother.
I said, but we're talking about Yehuda here. Yehuda doesn't know that it's Yosef Bechlal.
I know what Yosef knows, that it's Yehuda. And therefore, Yosef...
We're talking about what you should do, what I should do, what Moshe should do,
if
right?
If you were Yehuda.
Really quiet. We're trying to emulate Yehuda. Yehuda doesn't know it's Yosef.
Okay, I can understand.
Right. He's coming from a different plane.
Okay, thank you for explaining that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Vayedeze yecholin ligash, and through right the hodah, the person is able then to come close. Veze eitza, right bechol shah tzar hastaras panim lechol ish Yisrael, and this is an eitza for any person who finds himself in a difficult situation, which I've heard say happens upon occasion, right.
Never.
Right? Okay, he finds himself in a moment of difficulty. Things are tsar, narrow. Astoras panim. He doesn't see Hashem's face. doesn't see Hashem's face. It's hidden from him. Ha'etza lizbate l'rotzen Hashem yizbarach.
What happened to l'chol ish Yisrael? Look at them.
No, okay.
One of the whole.
That's what I just said. The whole Israel. That each person, any Jewish person, should do this. Any Jewish person. This is an eitzah for. That's why I said that this is the derech. The other drachim that the Medrash talks about, all these things, you know, I'm going to tear apart Mitzrayim and this and that and the next thing. These are all really called the very true, and they're all descriptions of what he called of Yehuda's feelings, etc. But those are things that's not a track that we can emulate.
Yeah,
that's
right. I understand.
Right? The Chasemis is taking the Medrash's approach, which is something that we can emulate. Okay?
Okay.
Ha'etza l'hizbata l'rotzen Hashem yizbarach. The truth is that those other Midrashim, if a person doesn't understand them properly and realize that it's only Yehuda that says, can say something like that. Yeah? I think it can be extremely counterproductive, because it thinks like what he called, when things aren't going away, so what he called, I'm going to scream and yell my head off, right? 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 And we want to avoid that.
Tell us the truth.
Okay.
Some of the people.
Okay, ha'etza lizbata l'rotzen Hashem yizbarach. The etza, the advice is to humble oneself, to be negate oneself to the Ratzon of Hashem Yisbarach. Al Yedei Shemevar HaAdam Etzlo. How does one do that? By clarifying to oneself Shegam Betocha Hester Yeshchius MiRatzon Hashem Yisbarach. That even in the midst of the hiddenness, I know that it's Hashem who is giving life to this moment. He's here, I just don't see him. So I'm a Vatel. That's an act of emuna, right? I'm a vatal myself to his ratzon. V'zeh v'yigash a love, says the Sfasemis now, and this is based upon, what, you know, to a degree also the Arizal and stuff like that, but it's not just it's his chiddush here. He says that there are really three agendas over here. In v'yigash a love, Yehuda. V'yigash a love to him, it's to Yosef. Vayigash a love, he says also is he came close to Hashem, a love. And the word to him, who is the antecedent? So the Pasha Pshad is to Yosef. But it also means he came close to Hashem by, as it were, by presenting his hodah, his admission. So the practical manifestation of that was that he called Yosef his Adam. But conceptually, what's taking place over here is he's bringing his admission before Hashem. In the midst of this darkness, right? In the midst of this darkness. Yeah, he's saying, okay, I have to take the bullet here. Because this is the emes. Hashem's presence is here. This is what he's brought me to. This is what I've come to. This is what I have to do. Of course, the master truth. V'zeh v'yigash elav l'Hashem yizbarach. V'gam kizeh nikra hagoshel Yosef. His coming close to Hashem and his coming close to Yosef is the same. Why? Ki Yosef wa nekuda pnimius sheish me'Hashem yizbarach v'shkum asavti v'mokam acher. Because Yosef, since Yosef is always living in the light, of course he doesn't realize he's Yosef, right? But when he comes close to Yosef, Yosef is always the one who's living in a world of light, of clarity. He never errs. He's the tzaddik. He never errs. He is always bathing in the light of Hashem's presence. He's always in the light. It's never dark for him. He may go through horrible experiences, but he's always living in the light. He never makes the mistake. He's the tzaddik. So coming close to the world of light of Yosef, is coming close also to what he called to. Ube'emes hayaaz sama old leYehuda. Yehuda was in terrible straits then. Kvashakos of manomar ladoni manaberu manin tzadok. There's nothing I could say, right? That's in last week's parsha. V'hayaatzaso ayde hagosha zul pnimius adofar. He's coming close now, right? His only eitzah was to go towards the pnimius, You know, on the outside, this is a horror, right? This is a catastrophe. There's no hope. There's nowhere to go. The only way he turns is inward. It's all what he called. I am admitting, right, that I'm giving my admission to your dominion over here, Rabbeinu Shalom. I know you're here. I don't see you. I know you're here, right? And therefore, I will go in the direction that you are sending me. If it means I'm going to be a servant for the rest of my life in place of my brother Binyamin, then so be it, because I know, I mamin, I trust you, right? I rely upon you. I can count on you that you're here, even though I don't see anything. Really, what he was doing over here, says the Sfasemis, he said he didn't say anything new. He's just going back over all the old events. He was being chazering it over for himself.
Each act of submission to you.
Well,
he's
talking about what he called that you told us this, and you asked us this, and this is what we did. And he's just going over the whole thing, right? Reminding himself that this is the direction Hashem is leading me, right? He's not so much because he knows he's not telling anything new to Yosef, right? He's just repeating it over to himself, so as it were, so it's a sink in. This, everything has been orchestrated by Hashem. This is the direction he's taking me. I don't see the light, but I know it's here. And so I submit. He is going over the entire intricacy of the thing and saying, look how Hashem was orchestrated this. Look how Hashem, I know he's here. And he can be makabalat besimcha. In other words, I know I'm doing, I'm following, I am part of the thread of Hashem's will. I'm besimcha. Is it bitter? It's going to be bitter, but I'm the simcha, because I know that this is what it's called, doing the right thing. And when a person is at work, is in the midst of darkness, and he struggles, as it were, to realize that Hashem's presence is here, and that he must submit to it, and he does it willingly, then nizgala apnimius, then the light is revealed. Then Allah is revealed. Uchsiv lo yachol Yosef. And then it says, what's it say in the next passage? That Yosef lo yachol, he wasn't able, he's apik. He couldn't, as it were, contain himself any longer. Right? So we understand that on the level of pshat is, in other words, it was, the emotion was too much for him to control, and so he admitted before Yehuda that he was Yosef, etc. But the Sfasemis says, V'ksiv lo yochol Yosef, shu apnimius, Yosef who is living in the world of light, right? He's the internal, right? The internal clarity of everything. V'is apek v'nizgala apnimius. And the apnimius was revealed. V'zeo sha'omar. Yeah? The Sfasemis says in another shtickle, right, which we'll see, that the Sfasemis lo yochol is Miloshon lo yachil, he couldn't contain himself. In other words, well, we'll see. Every madrega, he couldn't contain his genius anymore. But we'll see. V'zeh she'omer bi'adoni, right? Bi'adoni. Bi'adoni. That was what Yehuda said, bi'adoni. So you said bi is inside me, right? That's what Arizal says. Bi in the pshat over here is be please, I request of you. But B also means inside of me. Says the Arizal, B Adoni, Zeush Omar Arizal, Hashem, the Osios Yehuda. And as Yehuda's name has got Yud Kei Vav Kei in it. Right? It's got a Dalid, which is for Dal, I am poor, and Yud Kei Vav Kei. And as I have nothing other than what Hashem gives me. He is in me. He is in me. Yehuda's name has got Hashem's name written in it. Bi Adoni is inside of me is the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ube'emes, Ksiv Shem Adoni, it's written Aleph Dalet, it's not written Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Bi Adoni. Ube Yehuda Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, Achi Hashem Ushmo Echad. Hashem and his name are one. Bevchinas Hashroas Hashchina Tocha Adam. And there's the Shechina that rests in our midst, right? Which is Hashem's presentation of Himself to us here. That's the Shem Aleph Dalet. So in other words, the way that Yudke Vavke, Hashem, who is beyond the world, right? Hashem was Haya Vehove Veyiyeh, right? He's the creator of time. He's the source of the world, etc. The way He presents Himself is with the way we pronounce it. Aleph Dalet. Ado followed by Noi. And that's the Bi Adoni. Inside of me, right? My name has got the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei in it, but inside of me is the way that Hashem reveals Himself to the world. Malchus. I submit to the Malchus. Tocha Adam Huba Osius Yud Kei Hashem Adnus Shakoach and Mimshal Shalom. He has all the koach. He has all the control. The essence of my name says that that's what I need to do is submit to His koach, His control, to admit that He is running everything. To admit always means you thought something differently to begin with. That's the difference between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef is always living in light. Yehuda, right? Yehuda is living in a world of admission. Admission means you didn't think that way to begin with. You didn't approach things that way. But the advantage, if you could say it's an advantage, it's not an advantage, I mean, what do you call it? It's better not to sin. But on the other hand, what Yehuda does, since he's living in the world of admission, so he reclaims all the dark parts of the world where you wouldn't have seen Hashem's presence. Because he's been in those dark parts, and he reveals the light that's inside of them. Yosef is always living in light. He never errs. Yehuda errs, and then he reclaims those places and experiences of darkness by admission. By admission. So that's the first stickle in the Sfas Emes. It's Yesod. It's Yesod in life. Next, the Sfas Emes. Tafrish Lamed Zayin. V'pasuk. V'lo yochol Yosef li'is'apek. Now he's going to describe, as it were, the mechanism by which light is revealed out of admission. Right? Now, he's just, in Tafrei Shlomar Aleph, in this piece we just read, he discussed the mechanics of Yehuda's admission. Now he's going to explain how the light is revealed as a function of that admission. This is what he says. For Yochol Yosef lis apek. Right? The Pasuk says, Yosef could not restrain himself any longer. He had to admit. He had to burst out and say, "Ani Yosef." Tichsiv vayigash alav Yehuda perish elav li Yosef. Gam elatzmuso. Right? Yehuda is turned towards Yosef. Yehuda turned towards himself. Vayigash elav. Right? Elav. Who is elav? Who is the antecedent? Who's the elav? Who's the pronoun? Who's referring to? Yosef also referring to Yehuda himself. He turned inward towards himself. Like we said before, he's admitting. Gam perish elav also means to whom? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The elav has a three-pronged meaning. He came close to Yosef, not literally. He came close himself to his essence of admission. And through that, he came close to the Ribbono Shalom. Higash elav. Ubiur ha'inyan kine Yehuda lo chidesh davar be'el advarim v'gam lo haya tainu b'ma'lo v'lo Yosef. Like he said before, Yehuda wasn't mechadish anything. He didn't have no claims against Yosef, something they hadn't said before. It's all very, it had already been explained. Afa pikein la'asher birer amitas ha'inyan ba'lo ha'yeshua. These are the ideas that we discussed already by being mevara the admission that this is the way Hashem wants it, this is the truth, this is the way it has to be, he was zocher to the Yeshua. Kinyan emes me'eretz titzmach. Pasuk says that truth will sprout forth from the land. Right? In other words, me'eretz means when a person plants emes, then it bears fruit. When Yehuda is admit to this is the emes that Hashem is directing him to, this is what he has to do. This is the path he has to follow. It bears fruit. Emes mi eretz titzmach. The emes, the truth, sprouts forth from the earth. The emes ki kol parshas u mi Yosef echov. And The emes is that this whole discussion of Yosef and his brothers, umashal avodas bnei Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is a mashal, it's a metaphor for all of our relationship in our avoda to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kasher chachomim higiru oy lanu miyom adin uma Yosef ktanan shel shvatim v'medrash zor HaKadosh, etc. Chazal say, right? The Medrash says, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom otat kacha. Woe to us in the day of din. Woe to us in the day of reproach. Because what happened? Yosef, ketanim shel shvatim. Yosef, he was what he called one of the youngest of the shvatim. And he announced himself, Ani Yosef. And they were nivhalumi panav. They couldn't answer. What could they say? And that's what the Medrash says. It says, what will happen to us on the Yom Adin and the Yom Tochacha? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Hashem. Right? Ani Hashem. And it'll show how his presence was in everything that we experienced. In everything that we saw, in all the choices that we had, he was always there.
For sure.
Right. And when we chose right, that's fine. When we chose wrong, right, we'll demonstrate how he was there and we turned our back on him. Right? He was there, he was offering himself to us, and we turned our back on him. In all different types of ways. The mashal is that Hashem fuels his presence is everywhere. Everything is his will. The gam b'mokom achoshach, and even in the place of darkness. Sham nisa kvod malchuso. He's there also, just as hidden. Kemaimar gam choshech lo yachshich mimeka. Pasuk says in Tehillim. Kuf lamed tes. Haven't gotten there yet. Yeah? Gam choshech lo yachshich mimeka. The darkness will not hide you. V'layla kayom ya'ir. Kachashecha ka'ora. Right? Laila really is light, just like what he called, just like the day. Just we don't see it, but you're there. Lazos b'chol eis sara, kish adam evatel atzmo la emes. When a person is in a time of tsar, tough straits, and he's mevatel himself to the emes, he does what he knows is the emes that Hashem wants him to do, the right, well, that which is right, right. U'mesiris nefesh, even though it's so. In conflict with what he his more base wants, he does what's right and not what's convenient. He does what's right and not what's easy. He does what's right and not what's pleasant. Kuma Yehuda, shama eich ele ela avi umasar atzmon lios eved b'mitzrayim kiloshi yachote lifnei aviv. He knew the two choices were either to go back and to present himself as a sinner before his what he called his father, or to do that which was right. He chose the emes, Mesiris Nefesh. Laidezen is Galalo ha-emes. Through this, he saw the emes. The emes is revealed to him. Ra'akia kol tov la'elo klal mima lira kani Yosef. It was revealed to him that it was all good. When Yosef says ani Yosef, right? So from catastrophe to salvation went in an instant. All through the plunging into the depths. With his emuna, in the belief that that this is the emes of Hashem, he doesn't see it, but he has emuna in Hashem. Ukvakasa mizeh, right? Kasafti mizeh v'chalchen kitzikatzan aval perish lo yochol Yosef. What does it mean lo yochol Yosef? Miloshen alpayim bas yachil. A pasuk that's talking about the kior that Shlomo Melech built in the Beis Hamikdash, right? Alpine is talking about the measurement that it held. How much liquid it held. He said, Bas Yachil, to contain. So when he says, Lo Yochol, he's saying the Lashon of Lo Yochol Yosef Lis'apek. It doesn't just mean he didn't have the ability. It means he couldn't contain. He couldn't contain, but contain himself in terms of what? So let's see.
Emotions.
Oh, that's what we would have thought. But he's saying it's more than that. It's more than that. Oh, we'll see. Kinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara olam lios hakol b'mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Everything has got its proper amount, right? It's mida. It's external kli that holds it. U'madregos zu al zu, and there are levels upon levels upon levels right? In what he called in the world. Ukeshadam evakel atzmo karoy el madrega shlemal mimenu. And when a person, as it were, is mevatel himself, he negates himself appropriately to the madrega that's higher than him. Az nitvasef lemala koach ubracha bavua madrega shlemata. In other words, Hashem, right? Hashem has designed the world in such a way. Hashem is everything, right? And he wants his presence to fill the world. Now, there are all different types of levels in creation. All different types of levels in creation. The goal is that Hashem's presence should fill everything. But let's say one is what he called is on a really low level. Right? Really low level. Let's say I understand nothing. Right? When I negate myself to the level above me, when I admit that it is above me, that generates, right? That generates Shmei Shemaim, right? Oh, this person is now able to receive from above him. And so plenty pours down into the levels above him, filling the level above him to overflow. Because it's only coming to that level above him in order, as it were, to what he called to feed down to him. And the result is it can't contain it anymore. It pours down. So here let's look at it in terms of Yehuda and Yosef over here. Yosef is in a world of total clarity. He's living in the light. Yehuda, at this point, he's living in the world of darkness. Right? It's catastrophe. Right? This is horrible. Right? I don't see Hashem's presence. What does he do? I mevatel myself. This is what I have to do. I have to negate myself before the one who is above. Before the Rebbe Hashem is above and before anything is above me. I admit, I don't see anything. By that emunah, he now, as it were, has become part of the system. I want to connect, right? I can't see anything. The only way I can connect is by admitting and allowing myself to be taken in the direction that the Hashkacha is taking me. That's the only way I can connect. Just through emunah. I don't know where I'm going, but I have to do what I know that with the direction Hashkacha is taking me. When he does that, he becomes part of the system. Bracha now pours down and fills the kli above him. That's Yosef in this case. He's the one who's filled with light. Lo yachol Yosef. Yosef, now that the bracha has come down, especially to be poured down onto Yehuda, Yosef can't contain it anymore. He can't contain the light anymore. The light now pours over and it pours onto Yehuda. So Yosef, Yehuda, by doing what he knew was right, by doing the MS, even though he didn't see it, he didn't see the MS, he just knew this is the MS. And this is MS ve'emuna, right? Emuna is to connect oneself to the MS without being able to see it. That's emuna. That's how Emes comes to Emunah. Let's just go to the last tickle in this Fas Emes, the bottom one, short one. Because the one above it is really very similar to some of the others, right? This is in the opposite direction. In other words, we've talked now from the Fas Emes' point of view.
Question.
Yeah.
You said.
No, not Yehuda. No, Yosef. Yehuda, what Yehuda does is he submits to the Hashgacha of Hashem. Once he has submitted that he's made his word, he doesn't see himself as being something, I'm like in a physical world cut off from the Rabboni Shalom. I know that Hashem is here. Now, all I can do is just admit. Now, Yehuda. No, I did not say Yosef. I said Yehuda. Yosef afterwards, what he called then the bracha comes from above, right? The bracha comes from above, and it fuels Yosef for the purpose of pouring down on Yehuda. Because Yosef is living in this world of light, it's all clear to him. Yehuda is living in the world of darkness. But now, through his admission, he has attached himself to that system. He now is roi for bracha. So now Yosef's light is added so much that it can't be held in Yosef anymore. It has to pour over. That's lo yachal, lo yachil. It won't contain it anymore. The bracha comes down onto Yosef. For the purpose of Yehuda, beyond the ability of Yosef to hold anymore, it just pours over the sides onto Yehuda. And so the light comes, yeah? That, in other words, the Sfas Emes has described both the methodology of Yehuda and how it generated, right, the revelation of the light, describing Kabbalistically, as it were. How the revelation of light comes about. Because when a person, as it were, when a person makes a bracha, yeah? There's, I got an orange in front of me, right? So I can either say it's an orange or I want to eat it, right? And everybody going, oh, yeah, right, God, okay, yeah, okay, I got a, right, so I mean I got a bracha. But I recognize it's not mine. It's his. It's not mine, it's his. It's not mine, it's his. Right? And then I say the bracha, so then the result is that now it becomes mine. Like the bracha, the Gemara says the brachas. L'Hashem ma'aretz lo'ah, the Pasuk says. God, the world, the earth, everything is all his. L'Hashem ha'aretz lo'ah. The earth and everything inside of it belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the other pasuk says, "Hashamayim shamayim Hashem, va'art not only bnei adam." Pasuk says, "Really cool that the earth belongs to man." Says the Gemara in Brachas in Ketim Avarchim, "Kan lifnei bracha, kan la'acha bracha." Before bracha, right? This is not yours. If I let you take this in thinking that it's yours, yeah, then I'm allowing you to destroy yourself. Because then you're going to see yourself as your life is going to be dichotomous. God's in heaven, he's doing whatever he's doing. I don't know, he's playing tennis, God forbid, with the angels. Right? And I'm down here, right? I'm on the world, gashmias, you know, with my angers, with my jealousies, with my desires, with my oranges, with whatever it calls. And that's me, plain punch and Joe, nothing special. Right? I'm just going to muddle my way through life, etc. Says the Boshim, don't you dare take that. Don't you dare take that. Because if you do that, you've entrenched yourself into the world of a mirage. This whole physical world is only a tool to get someplace else. It's not real into itself. So make a bracha. Make a bracha. So now you've fulfilled your job description. You've said that this orange exists, right? And this orange can be mine only because Hashem will so. Now that you attach to it, so Hashem says, so now he wants to pour down upon us bracha, connection to him, and other good things. They all come on the coattails of connection to him is all sorts of shefa. Right?
Let me see if I can understand it correctly.
Yeah.
Yosef was, just by listening to Hashem, the symbol of light, clarity, just by listening to Yehuda, he was able to bring more light down and transfer it over to Yehuda.
Time out. We're not addressing Yosef so much right now. Yosef is a conduit. Right? He is.
What's he doing other than just listening that he's being a conduit? Just that he is Yosef, he is the conduit. Therefore, he's davening to Hashem that Yosef have enlightened, that Yehuda should have enlightened. What's he doing, Yehuda? Yosef,
first of all, right, he knows everything is from Hashem.
Right.
Right? And he's living always in that he doesn't make any mistakes. He's the tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. Everything he comes to contact with is only according to Dvar Hashem. Yehuda is also tzaddik, yeah, but Yehuda is the master of tshuva, right? Because Yehuda, right, makes mistakes. He makes mistakes. Again, his mistakes are not like our mistakes, right? Our mistakes are really called are gross. His mistakes are you know hair's breadth in none of that, right?
Yeah.
Like really called they misunderstood Yosef, they misjudged him, etc. Right? Yosef, Yehuda's a bigger tzaddik than he'll ever be, right? But nonetheless, he's the world of tshuva.
Okay.
So right now, Yosef is, it's all clear.
It's all clear.
He never errs, right? He withstands the temptation of Eishes Potiphar. He would call it, he has faith in Hashem even when he gets thrown into prison. He withstands, would call it, he keeps his faith in Hashem even after he spends 2 more years in prison just for saying one word. To the Sarmashkim, he's Kartani, he's a Kartani, right? All the time, right? No questions, right? That's what he called. It's everything, no question. Yehuda, on the other hand, has spent his all that we've seen of Yehuda is all what he called. No, that was wrong. I have to fix that. With Tamar, with Yosef, right, and then he realized after they show up there that God is really called is upset with them, and then really called, you know, the king matzah avon avadecha, right? We weren't beseder, we did the wrong thing, etc. He's struggling to come to grips with the fact that really called that I misplaced my direction in life. I misplaced. I misjudged. I really called. So he's struggling to get out of the darkness. How does he get out of the darkness? I admit, wherever you're going to take me, right? That's where I'm going to go.
Sorry, and you're saying Yosef is facilitating all this.
Yosef is here. Yehuda is doing his thing. Yehuda struggling, right? He's struggling. I admit, recall that it's all yours, Hashem, and that you're going to take me wherever you're going to take me, and I know that's right, in the middle of darkness.
Right.
So now, when he's right there, right, he's right there, right on the other side of the curtain. Yehuda has lifted himself up out of the morass. He's right on the other side of the curtain, right there. And the Rebbe Hashem says, ah, see, by his following the truth, through his trust in me, even though he sees nothing, now he has become part of the system. Now the light is ra'ui, the light is appropriate to be poured upon him as well, so that he can spread that light to all the darkened places that he's picked up with him.
That's Yehuda.
Right? That's Yehuda. So what happens if it pours down and down and down, and it comes to Yosef, the person of light, the person of clarity,
overflows
his cup, right?
Yosef sees what's happening, though.
Oh, he sees, definitely. Right? So is it where Kilo recalled it's almost, you could say, that Kabbalistically, as it pours out of him, and emotionally, as it, Yehuda, you're there.
So not only was the emotion coming out of him, but his connection to Hashem was being obviously obvious. He was being overtaken.
Who?
By
his admission, So Yosef, he says the Kabbalistic aspect and the emotional aspect is all there. It's the same thing. Yehuda, you don't have to live in the darkness anymore, right?
Therefore, Joseph
reveals himself, right? This is really cool. This is really always Mashiach ben Yosef prepares the way for Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is the ultimate king, right? Mashiach ben Yosef is the tzaddik. He prepares the way. But Mashiach ben David is the one who prepares the way. He's the one who is the ultimate king. Why? Because he has now lifted up all the darkness that he's been through. He's knocked around in all the darkness. Yeah? And when through his admission, he rises upward, he pulls with him all of the places where you wouldn't be able to see Hashem's presence, and he says, no, you see it there. He was there all along.
Okay, so, this is what you're saying is true.
I hope so.
How come we learned last night that Yosef saw the distress that Yehuda was in, and he revealed himself earlier? If you would have been a few more minutes longer, it would have been a total shuva shlema, and therefore the Beis Hamikdash would have
Shivim Panim LaTorah. Okay, you can't ask on one face to another face.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask Rav Barclay together in the presence.
No, no, that's not the point. He's talking about a different thing.
Really?
He's talking about a different thing. He's talking there's 70 ways in Torah, right? There's one pshat. Each of them has come to teach you something else, right? We're learning this because I think that for us, right, this is more practically applicable,
okay.
Right? Right? There are other approaches. I know there are other approaches, but the other approaches are, you know, we'll look at them.
You're saying other approaches don't intermingle with each other?
They can't.
They require the Torah is like an infinite diamond. It's like an infinite diamond with infinite number of facets. Every way you turn it, right, it reveals a different thing, a different thing, a different thing. They're all true.
That's really good.
They're all true. Right? As long as they revolve around the central point of wanting to know what the Torah is communicating. When a person, as it were, has got an agenda of his own, right, and he's trying to use the Torah, as it were, to reveal what his agenda is, so then that's sheker. Right? That's sheker. But if when a person is trying to understand what the Torah says, and he realizes as he turns the diamond beforehand, that it's, look at the way it reveals it this way, look at the way it reveals it that way, look at the way it reveals it that way. Yeah? So that's what he calls, that's Shivan Panim LaTorah. They use that term a lot nowadays, Shivan Panim LaTorah, but oftentimes it's used by people, right? It's used by people who, what do you call it? We're not interested in the truth of the Torah. They're interested in trying to find the Torah, give validity to their preconceived notion of what they think truth should be. Right? And that is Sheker. That's Sheker. That's not Shivan Panim LaTorah. That's Shivan Panim LaSheker. But these are all different ways. The reason I chose this derech is because the other derech is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But how are you gonna what do you call it? I mean, you could take that also. You could also recall. You could also make that real for you. You could also make it real for you. This is more availably real.
Uh-huh.
You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
I mean, you could say, what do you call, hold on to the last second, don't give in, what do you call that? It's also something you can learn from, right? But this, I think, is something that we can implement in our lives. Let's just see this, the last, what do you call it, the last little piece in the Shashemis.
And therefore, Yosef saw all this revelation by Yehuda, and it spurred him on to reveal himself.
Yeah, you could say that. And then again, there's a lot of things happening at the same time. There's the Kabbalistic thing, and there's the emotional. I think is just another face of the Kabbalistic one, right? Well, it's not just emotional, but it's the recognition, as you say, that he sees that Yehuda has done the tshuva, as it were, and he reveals himself. Okay, right. The last Vasemis here, the recall on Tafresh Lamed Zayin. This is coming from a different direction, right? Until now, we've spoken about Yehuda lifting himself out of the darkness during tough times. This is the other direction. Know that Divrei Maral, the Sefer Gur Aryeh, Amashek Amru Chazal, Yaakov Noshoko, Shekore Shema. When Yaakov comes and meets Yosef, comes down. So it says that Yosef cries upon his neck, right? But it doesn't say that Yaakov cries. So Chazal say, well, Rashi says, why wasn't Yaakov crying? He was saying Kriya Shema. Saying Kriya Shema. If you want to focus on it, so you have to focus on Kriya Shema. Right? I mean, you can cry through Kriya Shema, but you're not going to focus on crying about your son, whom you haven't seen for many years. So he says, no to Divrei Maral, Sef Gur Aryeh, Moshe Chazal, Yaakov Lom Shoko Shekorosh Hashma Ubir Ki Be'ez Bo El Atzadik Eza Ava V'Simcha Machniso L'Shamayim L'Ava Sabore. When a tzadik, as it were, experiences something of love, something of joy, he immediately turns it towards Shemayim. Lachen kara az v'kavana kriyashma. That's why he read kriyashma v'kavana. Al pi ha-poshut tam adover ki yori l'nafsho. Shaydeze ha-ava yishkach mimenu ava sabore. Lachen hu mizdabek mikodem bo yisborach. He's coming to a moment of tremendous joy, of love. He doesn't want that moment of joy and love to crystallize into something of the here and the now that he's bound to, that now separates him from Hashem. In other words, when a person loves, when a person is in tremendous simcha, so you get into the simcha, and the simcha's here, the simcha's now, the simcha's in, it's temporal. Right? You get into it and it almost can become a blockage. You forget. You forget your connection to Hashem. You forget your avat to Hashem. You forget your doing mitzvah simcha. It now becomes this object over here, this experience over here, this olam hazeh experience.
You said Yosef forgot about this?
No. I didn't say that. If we'll listen to the recording afterwards, I did not say that.
You said Joseph didn't cry, so therefore he didn't transfer.
I didn't say that. I said recall. Yaakov, recall. Right, Yaakov said Yaakov didn't cry.
Yosef cried, so therefore he was connected to Hashem.
No, I would recall that's your conclusion that you're drawing.
Right.
That you're going to draw. But that's not what I said.
Okay,
so don't say that's what I said. That's what you're concluding. Okay. So you recall. So I understand what you're saying, but don't say I said it because that's not true. Fine. Okay, we'll get to that.
You didn't say.
We'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that. Yeah? V'chein hu mizdabek mikodem bo yisbarach. Because the tzaddik, as it were, when he sees the simcha, he sees the ava coming, he doesn't want it to crystallize into something which is purely gashmi and God forbid separating from the Hashem, so he's davek in Hashem. He's davening in Hashem, and he directs those emotions towards the Rabbonu Shalom. I just say nishkach menu ava legashmius to that the love of the Dara Gashmi, the experience, the temporal experience, as beautiful as it is, he forgets it. We say inyan mashakosu b'chol avavcha, etc. Okay, you'll get lost in, right? Yeah, but then what happens is as a result. Then his love is still there. His love is still there for the person. His simcha is still there. He's still experiencing it, but he experiences it with kedusha. In other words, he's got before him. Imagine over here. He's got a temporal experience, a here and now experience, a here and now object, a here and now person. He loves them, right? He loves them. His love is very strong. His love is very strong. His simcha is so tangible. It's so moving, right? He wants to, as it were, he wants to bathe in that experience right now. He wants to. But he knows that if he does that exclusively into this experience of the here and the now right now, it creates a blockage between him and Shemayim. He's forgotten Hashem.
Why did you say
Hashem? He says, what do you call it? He says Shema. He transfers, right, his love, his emuna, his connection, his ava to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right, and then he comes back down again, and now when he experiences this love, this ava, this simcha, yeah, for this gashmi moment, this gashmi individual, etc., gashmi individual here in Olam Hazeh, it's miskadesh. It's holy now. It's holy.
Because he went first.
He first went up and then came back down again. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. The difference. Okay. Shema Yisrael again is recognizing that everything is from Hashem, right? It's a different thing. Hodel Hashem ki tov ki l'chasto is an expression of appreciation. Shema Yisrael is a recognition that everything is Hashem. everything is Hashem. So then when he comes back down, right, to this thing over here, his love, his simcha, is completely colored with Kedusha. You said before, you drew the conclusion that Yosef, well, what was Yosef's problem? So Sfasemis says, not in this shtickle, another one, he says, well, maybe does it say in here? No. Here's another place. He says that's the difference between Yosef and Yaakov. Yaakov is on a level of purity, right? Level of purity, detached from this world. Detached from this world. That's his job description. He's always living detached from this world. Detached from this world. He's more upstairs than he is down here. That's why he said, we said report in the Haftorah, from Avadia, in Parshas, and told us, no, not in told us, Vayishlach, yeah. It says, V'hayad beis Yaakov eish u'beis Yosef l'lehava u'beis Esav l'kash. Right. It is. Yeah, in the Haftor from Vayishlach, from Ovadia, Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayabes Yaakov Eish, Uves Yosef, Lahavel, Ves Esav Akash. Yosef is the Eish. The Eish is the Lahava, the flame. The flame carries the fire into the world of Agashmi. Right? The flame carries the fire into the world of the Gashmi. Yosef's whole that is Yosef, as it were, is the transition point between Yaakov and all the rest of the Shvatim. That Shvatim, it's all of us, right? We're living here, each person with his own derech, what he called being over Hashem as best as we can, etc. Yaakov is in Shmei Shamayim. Yosef, his whole avoda is to do the Gashmi act right now with his Kedush, as much Kedush as he can put into it right now. He becomes the intermediary step. So Yosef, when he cried, Yossi cried big Kedusha, right? Yaakov was an even higher level, etc., but it wasn't here, down here, and the goal is to be here. You need both. You need the Yaakov up there, and you need the Yosef, yeah, who's taking that up there immediately over here. Immediately, in one step, he's doing it.
What kind of person do you think you are?
That is what I call a totally irrelevant question. We're talking about people here who are the foundations of the world, right? We're motes of dust.
Well, I've seen you things that you do
before
Kedusha. You do things Kedusha before you do.
This is struggling, just to extract.
Well, personal growth. You can see in relation down here in this.
Yeah, place. Just this is trying to extract oneself out of Sheker. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so this is a different story. So this is a different story. On the one hand, we've seen Yehuda's climb out of the darkness till he reaches the light, and Yosef reveals. And then this last shtickle from Maral is teaching us also how to deal as best as we can. The Sfasemis quotes the Maral, right? Quotes the Maral that we call the Bible. Yaakov was as we're lifting it up, is teaching us when times are good to always try and remember to be Mekadosh them, right? We don't necessarily have to do it like what he called like Yaakov, right? We can emulate to try and do it like Yosef. Can we be successful at any of them? But this is something. Let's just look at just brachos. We make a bracha. To realize that we don't want the davar gashmi, right? Will we enjoy the apple after we made a bracha? Yes.
Enjoy it without it.
Right? You can enjoy it without it, but you enjoy it without it, it becomes a blockage between you and the Creator. If you say the bracha, then it's not a blockage between you and the Creator. Then your relationship with the Creator colors your enjoyment.
Because you're looking forward to the after bracha.
Okay, you're optimistic. That's good, Baruch Hashem. But anyway, that's the Nakuda. That's the point. That's the point. We learn from this parsha both from the, what Yehuda vis-a-vis Yosef, yeah, a little bit of Yosef also, but especially about Yehuda, when one is in the darkness, how to extract oneself out of the darkness. And we learn from Yaakov Avinu, what the Sfasim talk about over here, how to deal not with moments of difficulty, right? And obviously Yaakov had plenty of difficulties, but in this experience over here, we have a lesson in the Parsha of how to deal with moments of exaltation. Moments of how to translate, to always make sure to translate the good moments into moments of Kedusha. Moments of Kedusha. Okay. That was the medrash with the boar filled with the sweet water, right? That no one could drink. Yosef was way up there, right? He was the deep well.
Uh-huh.
He was the deep well. No one could get.
Right.
You know, could
he
get,
drew
get,
the water.
Right, right. But Yehuda is the one who was really caught step by step, breaking hard. He was able to reach the bottom of the well.
He was
through the process of tshuva, he makes tzidkus available to us. Right, I forgot to mention it. Okay.
Shabbos.